With KAZU News, I'm Janelle Salonga. Today marks the first ever Miss Info Day California. The event provides over 90 students from Monterey County High Schools with a crash course in how to avoid misinformation online. A coalition of local journalists and educators organized the event, inspired in part by a new state law authored by Assemblymember Mark Berman of Menlo Park.
We need to do a better job of educating our society to be more critical thinkers when it comes to all of the information that they're bombarded with on a minute-by-minute basis on social media or on the internet.
I spoke with Assemblymember Berman about why these events are so crucial in an election year.
Miss Info Day is an event that comes in the wake of the passage of legislation you authored last year, Assembly Bill 873. And so tell me a little bit about why it was important for you to kind of shepherd that through the legislative halls.
I chaired the elections committee for my first 5 years in the assembly, and I saw a lot of instances, too many instances, where misinformation online was leading to real world impacts that were really negatively impacting our communities and our country, I believe. And you know, some examples of that would be the January 6th sort of attack on our nation's capital or attack on our democracy that really was started by a lot of the Stop the Steal misinformation and conspiracy theories and just lies that were being spread by people and that other people were really believing. And another example would be misinformation around the COVID vaccine. And sort of vaccine misinformation and disinformation that would stop people from getting vaccines and that would directly lead to negative impacts on their health or even death.
With the general election around the corner, you know, what role does informing students, especially those, you know, who are set to turn 18 before the election, about media literacy, how does that, you know, tie into civic participation?
Yeah, we know that bad actors are going to try to use misinformation campaigns to influence our elections. We saw that in 2016. We've seen that in every election since then. And especially with the increasing use of artificial intelligence, it can be a lot easier to create content that makes it look like candidates or elected officials said or did something that they did not say or do. And so it's really important for us to educate young people to be more critical when they see this type of content and think, wait a second, you know, why is somebody posting that? What are they trying to accomplish? Do their own research to determine, you know, whether or not the claims that are being said are accurate or not.
What does it mean to have an event like this, you know, for K through 12 students? And how are you feeling seeing, you know, that this legislation is sort of, you know, leading to this broader conversation, broader action around K through 12 education for media literacy?
I love it. I love it having organizations sort of take it on themselves to train students around misinformation is so helpful. It's so important. And I think it'll create a lot of chatter. People will talk about it. People will, you know, students will talk about it with their parents. Hopefully this gets more people to sort of realize, wait a second, there's a lot of misinfo out there. And maybe we all need to do a little bit better job of being more aware of that and being more skeptical of all of the stuff that we're inundated with online and on social media platforms. So I think Miss Info Day is fantastic.
To close, you know, what future areas of media literacy are you hoping, you know, subsequent Miss Info Days will expand upon?
My hope is that, you know, as Miss Info Day is going to be such a huge success, that more and more people kind of hear about it and learn about it and want to replicate it. So I think that's, you know, a huge benefit of doing this. And, you know, this is something that'll just spread in a positive way as opposed to all the misinfo that spreads in a negative way. And then I think we really do, you know, need to look into the impact of AI. Technology can be used in so many good ways, but it can also be abused in so many bad ways. And we really need to try to stay ahead, both in terms of the regulations that government passes, but then also in terms of the education of our constituents, the education of our communities. And so that's why Miss Info Day is so important, is because it really tackles that education component that sometimes government can be a little slower to do.
Thanks so much, Mark. I really appreciate you making time to speak with me on this.
Definitely. Thank you, Janelle.
Assemblymember Mark Berman serves California's 23rd district. He sponsored a new state law that requires schools to add media literacy to their curriculum. Janelle Salonga, KAZU News.